height. Our 10-minute speaker is Debbie from San Diego.
I am an alcoholic, and my name is Debbie. And I want to thank Larry for offering me this opportunity to share my experience, strength, and hope. You know, I used to get the sense of ease and comfort that when I would take a drink, and now when I walk into these rooms, I get that sense of ease and comfort that I remember the next day. So I want to fill as much as I can in 10 minutes of my experience, strength, and hope. It's my great honor to be part of Alcoholics Anonymous, and it's only as a process of doing the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous with a sponsor, following direction, not my way, asking a God that I really didn't understand, and then experiencing life on life's terms without the use of a mind-altering substance that I've been able to achieve the quality of life that I now have. And you can't see it from the outside, but, man, my world rocks. It really does. It rocks. My husband's in the front row. We have been married for 16 years. And it's been a little rocky road, too. I also have a sponsee here in the room, and it's really important that I start this off saying that I didn't experience any of the real growth of the promises of Alcoholics Anonymous until I started giving back. And that was as the direction of my sponsor, and I thought she was out of her fucking mind. Oops, I said a bad word. Sorry, no more. Sorry. I had to blow it sooner or later. I might as well just get it over with. Okay. I thought she was out of her mind, and but I took the direction because that's what I do. And as a result, I have, the very least is that I get to get out of myself for a while. And if you're an alcoholic like I am, the more time away from me, the better. I'm an alcoholic of the sort, and I have to say this straight off. It's not a matter of if I'm going to drink again, it's when. And the only reprieve I have from that is doing these steps, going to meetings, sharing with you, listening to you. And that's another thing. I'm going to get off on all these. I had this great thing I was going to do, but I was told that I would be getting in God's way, so I can't do that, and that's pride. So everybody in their roles. I do want to say congratulations to the newcomers. Welcome home. And I'm going to cheat. That was Doreen, Julie, and Spencer. And to Tonza from Minnesota, welcome. Let's see. I grew up in an alcoholic home. Crazy, chaotic, all of the stuff. Fast forward, my mom got sober 42 years ago in AA, and I thought you were all a bunch of kooks. I was 10 at the time, and you were a bunch of kooks. And it's funny because somebody just passed away in these rooms that I met when my mom first got sober. And, you know, the fact that I keep coming in these rooms and I keep seeing the same faces just gives me that comfortability that this thing really does work. And so I grew up with an alcoholic family. I was a straight-A student. All the good things, the sweetheart princess, the cheerleader, and I still ended up on the curb, homeless, and an alcoholic. Go figure. Now I understand it's not that I was zapped into that. It's a series of poor choices. And I say that because my sponsor directed that. What she's taught me today is I'm going to read a little bit because I know what I'm reading. I'm not lying. So pretty much that's the fact. The fact is that most alcoholics, for reasons yet obscure, have lost the power of choice and drink. Our so-called willpower becomes practically non-existent. We are unable at certain times to bring into our consciousness with sufficient force the memory of the suffering and humiliation of even a week or a month ago. We are without defense against the first drink. But if you look right to the next side of the page, it says there is a solution. Not there might be a solution. There is a solution. Almost none of us like the self-searching or the leveling of our pride, the confession of shortcomings, which the process requires for successful consummation. But we saw that it really worked for others, and we come to believe in the hopelessness and futility of life as we had been living it. And I'm going to skip over to another page. It says, at last, acceptance proved to be the key to my drinking problem. After I'd been around AA for a few months, I was finally able to say, okay, God, it is true that I, of all people, strange as that may seem, and even though I did not give my permission, really, really am an alcoholic of sorts, and it's all right with me. Now what am I going to do about it? When I stopped living in the problem and began living in the answer or the solution, like I just said, the problem went away. From that moment on, I have not had a single compulsion to drink. And then at the bottom of that page, it says, for years, I was sure the worst thing that could happen to a nice girl like me would be that I would turn out to be an alcoholic. Today, I find out it's the very best thing that's ever happened to me. And this proves I don't know what's good for me. And if I don't know what's good for me, then I don't know what's good or bad for you or for anyone else. So I'm better off if I don't give advice, don't figure I know what's best, and just accept life on life's terms as it is today, especially my own life as it actually is. Before AA, I judged myself by my intentions while the world was judging me by my actions. You know, these little tidbits keep me going on a daily basis. It talks about doing the next indicated right thing, and my sponsor broke that down. I need to be really simplified in the way that I think because, you know, I'm a legend in my own mind. And so for me, on a daily basis, I don't throw cigarette butts on the ground and I don't cross unless I'm crossing at a crosswalk. When I set myself up to do the next right thing in simple matters, then, you know, I feel like I have a little buffer of maybe not taking the step off the ladder like I usually do. One of the best benefits of being sober, my sobriety date is May 8th of 2010. I have a sponsor who has a sponsor. I have completed the steps, and I am very honored to be working with some ladies and giving back. And that's probably the greatest joy that I find in my life is working with these women and seeing the light come on. One of the other benefits is I have some grandkids and some kids that I'm able to participate in their life. You know, I used to be a spectator, and AA has given me the opportunity to be a participant in life. And what a gift, you know? What a gift that is. I was at my son's house, and we were doing a little thing with, you know, I don't know. Everybody was asked a question, and I have a six-year-old grandson that I love dearly. And we went around the room, and everybody was supposed to say, if you were going on a desert island and you had one thing that you could take with you, what would it be? And this six-year-old little boy said, I would take my Grammy. And, you know, I mean, that's not going to record very well, but let me tell you what. That place in my heart that AA has helped me to empty out of all the stuff that was in there before has really began to grow. And recently, a few months ago, my mom got really sick. And I did mention she died with 42 years of sobriety, but my mom was the type of person that went to meetings once a year. So I didn't really want what she had. But as a direct result of my sponsor working with me, I was able to go up to my mom's sick bed every single day for 6 weeks. And at the end, we made amends. And at the end, everything was okay. And at the end, we were friends. And when I say that, I say it so nonchalantly, but what a gift. What a gift. You know, that the amends I make and the things I do today are real stuff. I'm a living amends. And I'm a worker amongst workers, a friend amongst friends. And I'm honored. If anybody ever needs a sponsor or if you'd like to talk to me, I'd be willing to talk to you. Meet me after the meeting. And I also want to thank a power greater than myself who has taught me that it's not all about me. And that's a big relief, too. And because one more thing I want to add is that I wake up every day because of these steps knowing that I've been given mercy instead of justice, and that's a direct result of this program. Thank you. Right on.